2019 was a memorable year for Central Illinois farmers, and not in a good way. Trade disputes cut into prices and drove up anxiety. A soggy planting season led to a late harvest. Just as farmers were finally able to get into the fields this fall, it snowed. For 27-year-old Gracie Weinzierl, 2019 will be memorable for an entirely different reason. It is when she became a farmer. WGLT's Ryan Denham has the story.
This fall, Gracie became the proud owner of her very own 20 acres of farmland near Stanford. It's about 20 minutes west of Bloomington Normal. Gracie's family had rented and farmed the land for years, but now it's hers.
To me, it's the home farm. It's where my great-grandpa farmed. It's where my grandpa farmed. It's where my dad's farmed. It's just right up next to the old farmstead.
Buying it was no easy feat. A little 20 of farmland doesn't come out of the market very often. Plus, land is expensive, about $10,000 an acre around here. 27-year-olds like Gracie don't have a lot of collateral to help get a loan.
This is a great opportunity for me to get my foot in the door and decide, you know, is this something I want to do?
Gracie is an outlier, a young female producer in an industry dominated, at least on paper, by older men. Primary producers over 65 now outnumber farmers under 35 by more than 6-1. That's according to the latest USDA Ag Census released earlier this year. That's a widening gap that the National Young Farmers Coalition says should concern us all. Gracie has gone from farm-adjacent kid to college student and now landowner. Her journey is one possible path for navigating the many barriers that prevent young people from farming. As a kid, Gracie would go for the occasional tractor ride, but she was never super engaged in farming. It wasn't until senior year of high school that she began to see ag as a career. She tried ag education, wasn't a good fit, and landed in ag communications. She spent about 5 years working for some big ag companies in St. Louis, returned home to Central Illinois last fall to take a job at the Illinois Farm Bureau.
While I was in St. Louis, I realized just that I was disconnected from the farm, but I missed my combine rides. I wanted to come out. I wanted to know what was going on.
Most cropland in the U.S. is rented, not owned, by the farmers who work it, and Gracie's family was no different. A few years ago, Gracie found out that one of her family's landlords might be interested in selling part of one of the fields.
I can't buy all of that, but I'd be interested in a piece.
Gracie had just come up against the number one challenge facing young farmers, inability to access farmland. Both first-generation and multi-generational farmers cited land access as their top challenge. It's according to the 2017 National Young Farmer Survey. Gracie found that lenders were not too eager to loan her all that money, especially since she didn't have any other assets to her name. But she got help from the USDA's Farm Service Agency Loan Program for Beginning Farmers, which offered slightly lower interest rates. It took about 5 months of paperwork, a lot of questions, way harder than buying a house, which Gracie also did this year.
Essentially, we're in this partnership together where they are lending me money, and you know, they want me to be successful. They would not have given me that money if they didn't think I could make a go of this.
But in mid-August, Gracie closed on the purchase. She had her 20 acres.
It's like, I feel like this is a huge financial accomplishment for me, but then it also sinks in because they hand you the schedule of payments. It's like, I have to make payments through 2049. That's cool. That's the rest of my life. Whatever.
You can't do much farming without equipment, and that's another barrier for beginning farmers. New tractors and combines cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And again, Gracie got some help. She worked out a labor trade agreement with her father and uncle, paying to use their equipment by putting in hours on their operation.
As a starting farmer, if I didn't have family in the business, I could not survive on 20 acres with the equipment I would need for a corn and soybean farm, which is what I know how to do, what works best for the land around here.
Gracie is learning from her dad and uncle, getting a handle on the equipment. She already knew plenty about crop and soil science, in part because she studied it in college. Soon, she'll be choosing her seed and chemicals and making countless other decisions she can't yet anticipate. Many of them will be financial.
I won't lie in that I'm nervous in knowing whether or not I am good enough as a business person to be able to sell my crop and make sure that I cover all of my costs.
The latest USDA census shows the average age of a primary farm producer in this country has risen to 59 years old. the number of young farmers is not keeping pace with the number of farmers aging out of the field. That's according to the National Young Farmers Coalition, which argues that federal farm policy should do more to address barriers to entry. The latest ag census showed more very big and very small farms. The number of mid-sized farms, between 500 and 1,000 acres, has actually dropped by about 30%. Maria Bernjan is an assistant professor of agribusiness at Illinois State University. She says those who inherit farmland often end up selling it to other farmers in the area who are looking to expand.
So as you have fewer farmers doing that work and more opportunities off the farm for the younger generation and fewer people growing up on farms in general, I think it's really sort of a natural progression that that average farm operator would be getting a little bit older each time we do one of these census reports.
Another barrier is time itself. Young people who grow up on the farm and want to take over may have to wait for dad, mom, or even grandpa to retire. Farm income, which has declined nationally since a peak in 2013, can only support so many people.
And I have a lot of individuals in my classes here at Illinois State that are looking at that exact situation.
This dynamic plays out again and again. 67-year-old John Olson farms corn and beans in McLean. He left the family farm himself for about 10 years before returning at age 30. His parents still did a lot of handholding those first few years after he and his brother took over. Olson's dad technically retired at age 65.
He crawled out of the combine for the last time at age 87. So 22 years after he retired, he actually retired.
Olson recalled the demographics of a room full of farmers a couple of years ago at a professional development event.
I'm just blown away with a room full of 300 people. And I think the last time I did this, I was 62 or 3. And I think I was throwing the age curve off to the low side being there. I think a lot of the guys that were there were older than myself.
Bernjan's advice to young farmers is to network, get to know more established farmers and landowners, even ask to job shadow with one.
You know, you kind of treat it as almost a job interview. You make it known that you want to become a farm operator, you want to rent farm ground or increase the number of acres you're renting. You produce a farm mission statement. You produce a document that says, here is my mission as a farmer. Here's the equipment I have available to me. Here's my experience. Here is how I will take care of your farmland if you choose me to be a renter.
I caught up with Gracie Weinzerl on a recent Friday afternoon during harvest. She had a tractor cab full of leftover Halloween candy. She waited for Uncle Dave to dump another load of corn so she could drive it over to the grain elevator in nearby Stanford. Gracie says she's not ready to ask for a bigger share of her family's 500-acre operation until her dad or Uncle Dave decides to retire or step back.
You know, farming is a very multi-generational thing, and so right now, honestly, there's not room for me on this farm.
When Gracie thinks about the future, including expanding to more acres, she doesn't see herself ever becoming a full-time farmer. She enjoys her full-time day job at the Illinois Farm Bureau in Bloomington and the health insurance it provides. In fact, that 2017 survey found that young farmers feel a lack of affordable health insurance puts them at significant risk.
Right now, I am content. I'm learning how to farm. I'm also making sure that I have a solid income so I can reinvest eventually in the farm.
If Gracie does take over the operation one day, she'll join a growing number of female farmers. About 41% of farmers in their first 10 years of farming are women, and the total number of female principal operators increased by nearly 70%, according to the last ag census. Some of that increase, however, may be because the USDA is getting better at tracking the roles that women have long played on farms. The 2017 census captured more demographic information from up to 4 producers per farm. The USDA also added questions about who makes different decisions on the farm, finding that female producers are most heavily engaged in the day-to-day decisions, along with record-keeping and financial management. Gracie says her grandmother would often drive trucks filled with grain to the elevator. Bernjan saw the same thing.
My grandparents in southern Illinois filled this census out numerous times, but my grandmother was as much a part of the farm as my grandfather, but under the old collection system, those types of things wouldn't have been captured.
It's not all doom and gloom for young farmers. They've got some advantages. Gracie is fluent in social media, has her own podcast called A Farm Kid's Guide to Agriculture, uses those to connect with other young ag professionals. She's also comfortable with on-farm technology. Her dad and uncle use AutoSteer and have been collecting yield data from their machines since 1999, but they haven't done anything with it.
So I'm really interested to dig into that this winter is just start seeing consistencies in the field, just see what's going on.
In her little 20 acres, Gracie's also running 4 trials right now, trying out different cover crops and fungicides, learning now so she can make better decisions later, just like farmers have been doing for thousands of years. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can find links to the most recent Ag Census and the Young Farmer Survey at our website, wglt.org.